The next patient is Frank Hodo. The last name is H-O-D-O. Clinical case of a 73-year-old African-American male that is followed in this practice because of the presence of a kidney transplant, which was his second transplant that was done at Tampa General Hospital in 2000, period. There are a couple of problems that have been associated. The first one is the presence of relapsing stone formation in the transplanted kidney. Comma. The patient was seen by Dr. Onishi O N November. Y S H I Onishi. And he has referred the patient back to the urologist that treated with the kidney stone when the patient had a violent episode of pyelonephritis. That is in University of Florida. Dr. Heisimer, H-E-I-S-I-M-E-R, period. The patient has been complaining of persistent diarrhea that has been present for more than 4 weeks, liquid diarrhea. Considerations are the possibility of sinacalcet-induced diarrhea. We're going to change the administration of this medicine to every other day, and we are going to refer the patient to Dr. Avalos, A-V like in Victor, A-L like in Lima, O-S like in Sierra, Avalos. Period. The patient has been deteriorated, the kidney function progressively. In October 3rd of 2023, the creatinine is up to 2.2. The patient has a scheduled appointment to go to University of Florida for follow-up for the kidney transplant. The deterioration of the kidney function is associated to chronic allograft nephropathy. The patient had BK virus, and now the nephrolithiasis, and in a patient that has a kidney transplant for 23 years, we suspect also the presence of chronic allograft nephropathy. In view of the presence of relapsing kidney stones, we're going to repeat the 24-hour urine for stone studies. The tacrolimus levels are 8.7, reported on October 3rd of 2023. The protein creatinine ratio is within normal limits. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The patient has been losing body weight. The albumin is 3.9. The weight is down to 159. And the hemoglobin A1C is 7.8 with an average of 177. Following number, the patient used to have gout. The uric acid has been less than 4.5. The gout is in remission. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism without evidence of hypercalcemia, no significant hyperphosphatemia. The patient has been taking cinacalcet, 30 milligrams daily. We are going to change the dose to every other day. Following number, arterial hypertension. At the present time, the blood pressure is 144/79. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. I had the opportunity to talk to the patient, discuss the patient with the daughter over the phone. She's very much involved in the care of Mr. Horu, and I gave written instructions to the patient. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the imaging, as well as the notes from the urologist. In the face-to-face and in the care of the patient, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 8 minutes.